Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. The Bible says that our relationship with God should mature over time and that we should grow up in all aspects into Him. Unfortunately, many believe in God and love Him, but they miss out on living for Him. So how do we take our relationship with God to the next level? First, by developing a spirit of surrender. So is it just your spiritual life that you surrender? What about your daily life? The world separates the spiritual from the physical. However, when we split our lives in two, we also divide our hearts. Then we would be serving God half-heartedly. To grow closer to the Lord, we must serve Him wholeheartedly. Second step in taking our relationship with God to the next level is to walk by faith and not by sight. With each step, we have to trust that God loves us and wants what is best for us. Perhaps you're waiting now for God to give you guidance or direction, or for Him to open new doors of opportunities. If so, be encouraged. As your faith is strengthened, you will grow closer to the Lord. The third step in taking your relationship with God to the next level is to put your obedience into action. You can show obedience to God even as you wait for His guidance, direction, or a new opportunity. Resist the urge to get angry or depressed. Avoid getting ahead of God. Don't neglect your daily activities. While God does communicate supernaturally, but I believe He prefers to speak to us quite naturally. Believer, let your faith be evident in what you do in accordance to God's word, and signify your surrender through your patience in God's way, and may your service be the result of your obedience to God's will. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6 verses 7 and 8, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not people, because you know that the Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do, whether they are slave or free. Remember, my friends, forgiveness settles our past, and reconciliation settles our future, and God is the author of both. Shall we pray? Gracious and merciful Lord, source of our strength and our peace, we lay before you our crowns of self-righteous thoughts and unrighteous deeds. Help us, mighty God, to be blameless and spotless in our living and loving. Blessed be thy name, Lord Jesus, in all the earth. In thy precious name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.